This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I have two confessions to make. Years ago, I had a television show on the air. It was my first series, and it told the story of five young people living in New York City, and it wasn't the international monster hit Friends. It was another version, created, I hasten to add, at the very same time as Friends, so, you know, nobody was stealing anything from anybody. I was in my mid-20s then, and these were the kinds of things I was interested in, so it made sense to create and produce a TV series about the life I and my friends were leading, and it also made sense to the smart and accomplished creators of Friends, too. Here's the first confession. Just because Friends was a hit and my show was not, it was impossible for me to see Friends clearly without bias or prejudice. I watched its first year of episodes with a permanent sneer on my face, refusing to see what was funny and charming and appealing about a show that pretty much everyone else was raving about. "This is interesting to you?" I'd ask my friends incredulously. "You don't find it derivative and boring?" I'd ask anyone who'd listen. "How can people choose this? And what's wrong with them?" The truth, as we and 1 billion other TV viewers know, is that Friends was a delightfully funny and smart show written by talented and creative writers, acted by brilliantly invented actors, and it was a giant success because it deserved to be. I'm embarrassed now, looking back at how petty I was. How can people choose this? What's wrong with them? This is what everyone in Hollywood asks petulantly when audiences turn to someone else's film or TV show, when the great mob of unpersuadable people choose to make someone else rich and successful. For every Oscar that's handed out, or more usually, every multi-million dollar studio deal signed, there are dozens of people sneering and caviling on the sidelines, angry and peevish that they were left out of the goodies. Last week, as I began my twice-yearly cross-country drive from New York to L.A., it's hot and dusty but worth it because I won't put my dog under the plane, I listened in on the BBC satellite broadcast of the Brexit vote. Now, whatever your specific feelings about the outcome, one thing was clear that night. The people on the losing side of the referendum were asking themselves in petulant and peevish tones, how can people choose this and what's wrong with them? And here's the second confession. I'm not really talking about Brexit. I'm talking about things a little closer to home. Now, even though I was listening to the radio, the head shaking and confused looks were audible. What was supposed to be a decisive win for the Remain camp, or at the very least a narrowly eked out victory, had instead turned into a solid and undeniable drubbing. The Leave vote, in other words, was Friends, and the Remain vote was my show, struggling for attention and ultimately failing, with the losers simply refusing to see how anyone could be that foolish, how the audience could be so duped. But see, that's the problem with voters and with audiences. They can't be trusted to behave themselves. They always, ultimately, refuse to follow orders. Now, the other reason I drive twice yearly from New York, a casa de bubble if there ever was one, to L.A., another reality-free zone, I mean, aside from being overprotective about the dog, is because the country in between is where the audience lives. The hot and dusty highway cuts a swath through small towns and mid-sized cities filled with regular Americans who, it must be said, cannot be trusted to fall in line. They chose Friends over my show, after all. How crazy was that? The audience and the voting public will disappoint you sometimes and lift you up at other times, but what they should never do, if you're in the entertainment business or in the political business, is surprise you, because that means you haven't been listening. That means you've spent too long in the city, surrounded by echoes. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get into a fight on Hollywood Boulevard. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.